Hello, my name is Dave Gonzalez, and I haven't read any of the books in George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire.
I'm Joanna Robinson. I've read every book in George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire.
And I'm Neil Miller, and I have also read all of those books. We are headed back to Westeros to cover the Game of Thrones spinoff series, House of the Dragon.
We'll be answering your questions, so send us a raven at trialbycontent@gmail.com.
Take some bread and salt and join us Thursdays on the Trial by Content feed, and don't worry, you're safe. The Reigns of Castamere hasn't even been written yet.
This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's up, everybody? This is Tyson Apostle, Challenge God, the Challenge God, I would say.
Yeah. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Amelia agrees.
I
In
do.
Your face, everybody. And this is Surviving the Challenge. And I would say I'm still thriving pretty hard, but others are scraping by just by the skin of their teeth. So I am here with my fabulous co-host, Amelia Wedemeyer. Amelia, what did you think of this week's episode?
We were kind of discussing off mic a little bit. It was, you know, you weren't the central piece, but
for like the first time this season.
It's
annoying,
kind of wild.
Right?
Right. Well, but you did get some good quotes in, so I enjoyed that. But it was pretty, it was a funny episode. There were some funny moments that went down this week.
It was. I honestly think that watching this challenge, this was the most entertaining challenge to watch so far. And I kind of loved it because that's exactly, honestly, that's the most accurate a challenge has felt.
Oh, interesting.
Watching it on camera and having lived it.
Interesting.
Like Sarah was stopping everybody in the hallway, tattletelling on Angela and Alyssa, and everybody was like doing their best to pretend like they cared, but not care because they were all out for themselves. And it was just like, yeah, let's go.
Sure, okay.
And so that was very, very accurate.
Oh,
and I thought it was hilarious. And
it was great.
It was everything I hoped it would be, knowing what was going to go down.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, God. Well, again, you know, we don't have the algorithm bot. So immediately we're like, intro, we get Ben being like, I wash all these dishes. And
Ben hated the dish situation. I did too, but I understand I'm with a bunch of gross people. Like, that's just going to happen. Ben could not let it rest. Like, he was fuming over it.
Wow.
And then he'd like just dig in and do it. And I was like, you don't have to do everybody's dishes. He's like, it was just like, he couldn't look at the pile of dishes without like all flipping out. And so I was like, bro, you can't let that stuff get under your skin.
Yeah.
But that was a whole season struggle for him, was the dish issue.
He's like, dishes were not in my contract.
Yeah, exactly. Something maybe they were. I don't know.
I don't know
what his contract entails.
Exactly. Okay, so we have a boat party, which seems kind of like a one-off because it was like everyone was in their cute clothes.
Yeah,
and
so
yes.
Every Saturday, they took us out to do something.
Oh,
it was like the
fun.
Day off. So they gave us cards to play. The whole time I'm like, skip the days off, just get us home a week early.
Right. Yeah.
But
right.
Like they had minimal crew. And one of the days they did the boat thing, and it was honestly probably one of the best days off that we had in the house. And I spent most of it pretending like I was asleep so I didn't have to talk to people.
Smart.
Yeah, a really intelligent gameplay there. And I mean, they haven't shown a lot of the days off. Like one of the days off multiples of the days off, we went to this wakeboard park where there's like this thing zooming around and people are wakeboarding, but they wouldn't let us wakeboard. We just had to watch.
You watch the other people attempting to wakeboard.
Watch native Argentinians learn how to wakeboard.
Interesting. Interesting choice by production.
Yeah. And so we did that like actually quite a few times. And I think it was just like an easy thing for them to reserve. And there was a private area because they were trying to keep us separate from the public as much as they could. And so we did that most of the days off. One of the days off, they let us actually stay home. They got us McDonald's.
Ooh.
And we got to watch a movie on Netflix.
Oh, what movie?
It was the one where the guy, Ryan...
Reynolds?
Reynolds comes back to his younger self. He's a spaceman jet guy.
Ooh.
Adam something?
The Adam Project, maybe?
The Adam Project.
Okay,
That's what we watched. So we watched that.
Was it good? Did you like it?
I mean, it was the only movie we watched in there. Pretty good.
Sure. Understandable. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So there was that. And then we did this boat thing. Fantastic. It was some of the best food we had the whole time was the catered food on the boat.
Nice.
And then we went to like a pretty decent like barbecue restaurant as well.
Ooh, yum.
On one of the days. So there was some stuff that we did, but I would say that of the days off, the boat day was one of the highlights. And it was super cute because we all watched the Fab Five thing like formulate. I have to say,
right,
like one of the most ineffective alliances that's ever been given a name. Like they named it, they had a loose plan, they fell apart within the same day or the next
amazing
day. Yeah, like you don't name an alliance until you're like a few episodes into domination or to getting your way. So like naming an alliance before you actually do anything with the alliance is a rookie move.
It's a rookie move. It's also kind of in the vein of what Sarah likes to do, which is like brag about it or in this case, name something.
Yeah.
And then just really follow through. But you're right. The Fab Five consists of Desi, mm-hmm. Cachet, mm-hmm. Kayla, mm-hmm. Sarah, and Justine. Yeah. And they're like, we are against Angela and Alyssa.
And a lot of the guys.
And a lot of the guys, exactly. Yeah. And Sarah has, she has several really great one-on-ones with the camera. And this one, she's like, I'm fearless, but I have no money. That kind of encapsulated.
She said how dangerous that was. And we're like, you've been saying you're dangerous for a whole season. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've never proven that yet.
Which is kind of funny. So she talks about this. Ben is confused. He's like, Sarah's in the Fab Five, but
Ben was the one that came to us to tell us about the Fab Five.
Oh, was he?
He saw it happen on the boat. Came to me, was like, this weird Fab Five thing's going on. And I was like, well, I mean, I can earn girls money all day long, but if they don't show appreciation, like, I don't know what to do here. So the Fab Five, they just for some reason were like, we can control this game with just us five. They didn't take into account that the more important group is the opposite gender. Because for me right now, where I'm sitting in the game, I'm very confident that mm-hmm. every female would prefer me as a partner in a final to anybody else. So I have that sales pitch to every single girl that wins a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, don't take me. Wouldn't you, if there's swimming that shows up in the final and you're paired with somebody, wouldn't you want it to be me? Easy. And so.
Exactly.
And so it's more important to honestly, to be on good terms with the opposite gender in this situation. And so I don't think they fully did the math on paper or whatever you got to do to figure that out. So it was cute. Bless their hearts. I think it was a fun, a short-lived
experiment.
Fun, short-lived I mean, you got Amazing Race there. You got Fantasy Island, Love Island.
Yeah. Love it.
And Sarah.
Some Survivor. Yep.
Yeah. So super cute.
Yeah. Well, they seem, you know, like they loved each other.
They
which
were
was,
very fun. Yeah. And then when it came down to it on the challenge, Kayla. Only Kayla.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. Right. So we get that. And I think you're right. I think people do kind of forget. And also watching, you can forget that. From what we've seen in the past for challenges, you usually have to pair up with someone. And it is smart to remember that the opposite sex is going to factor in for a lot of your final performance.
I think that the show in general, you have to. So right now at this moment, the girls want to get rid of the strong girls, but the guys want to keep the strong girls.
Sure.
And vice versa. Like the guys want to keep the strongest girls. They don't want to keep any liabilities that could like destroy their game in the final, but they also want to get rid of the strongest guy. So I know that if the guys can take a clean shot at me, why wouldn't they? It makes sense for them. But from a female standpoint, it doesn't.
Right. I mean, and we've seen it play out in past weeks where all the girls are like, we got to get Leo out of here. We don't want to pair up with him, you know? Yeah. And I think even this week, I love Cache. I think she's great, but I do think she was one of the weaker women left. So unfortunately, she had to be put in that position. But we also get Alyssa recapping, and she's like, Angela's brilliant plan of, you know, mixing the Survivor guys, who I think are the stronger guys there, and the majority
of
guys
we're running
left.
The show too, yeah.
Exactly. And the BB girls.
Yeah, and the BB girls also, because they're keeping the Survivor Guy Alliance secret, have the BB guys on their side too. So if like the worst case scenario happens and one of the BB guys wins a challenge, they should feel pretty confident too, because they can still be like, hey, we're BB strong. And so, yeah, so I think they are in a very good position right there, as long as they can sell that to people. And so... Yeah, very smart.
I also love that. So when she was listing off all the guys in the alliance, we get a random shot of Dom mixing a salad. I thought that was fun. I was like, I love
that. He had gloves on, right?
Yeah, I was like, oh, is he like a chef or something?
He loves to cook. He has some Instagram stuff going on.
Oh my God.
And he would make guacamole with every single avocado in the house every single day. And he took a lot of pride in going around and being like, who wants guac? And one person would be like, me. And he's like, here's a 28 avocado guacamole.
You're like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to eat this guacamole.
Yeah. And he loved to do that. So if you ever bump into Dom on the street, get him to make you some guacamole. He'll do it happily.
That is also cute. I thought Dom was very cute this episode. I fell in love with Dom this episode, honestly. Yeah. He actually comes from one of the only seasons of Survivor I have not seen yet. So,
really?
Yes. So it was exciting to get to know him this week. And I just love him. And we also get... we see a little bit into the alliance of Danny and Dom. They're tight. Mm-hmm. Danny
very tight.
Being the only man who is not qualified yet until this episode for the money.
So. And Danny is my number two in the whole house. So I have Angela. I trust her. There'd be no reason for her to go against me just based on the way the show is designed.
Right.
So I feel very confident with her. Danny, there would be reason for him to go against me. I'm like 95% good with him. I think he's a straight shooter. I think he doesn't really care to get rid of me. But I think if he could be persuaded to, if enough people were like, let's just get rid of Tyson before the final. So, and Danny, lots of love for him. He was one of the first guys in the house that I like took like a comedic jab at him. He fired right back. I was like, this guy's for me.
I like it.
Definitely for me. Yeah. I remember, I think production was like, had to repeat something like four times. And finally was like, this is the last time we're saying it. And then they said it. And then I raised my hand. I was like, Danny asked me to ask you to say that again. He said he didn't hear it. And he's like, bro, why are you throwing me under the bus? And I was like, okay, this guy can take a joke. He's one of my guys.
I like that. I love a person who can take a joke. That's awesome. So yeah, so we get to see that, which is absolutely lovely. And then we get to the main challenge, which is called Collect Four. It is a women's elimination day. And what we do in this is like, so you're in this giant stadium, and throughout the stadium, there have been scattered designated color tokens that match you with your color. And the goal is to find your designated token, put it on your board, and collect four, or essentially connect four. That's what it's a giant game of connect four. And however, the other side of your color piece is black, and you can use it to block another player. And so that's what kind of went on. It seemed like...
I can tell you the whole rules.
Okay, please. Yes.
You had to play a blocker every 25% of your blocks. Every fourth piece had to be a blocker.
Got it.
Couldn't just run up and get four. So you could run up and get three, and then you had to place a blocker somewhere. I went to the guy explaining the rules, and I said, hey, can I block myself? And he looked at me like I was fucking crazy. And he was like, why would you ever do that? I was like, and I was like, because then it looks like I'm being blocked. I'm going to put it somewhere that's inconsequential to me getting four.
Sure.
But it should keep people at bay being like, oh, somebody already blocked Tyson. Let's move on and block somebody else. And he was like, no. It's written in the rules. You can't do that. I was like, show me the rules. He's like, I mean, it's in my head. And I was like, this guy just making shit up.
Making it up.
Yeah. And I was like, cool. Okay. So, and I also didn't know how it was going to fully go down. Like I had expectations. I was like, everybody's maybe coming for me because they just don't want me to win again. But also with the guys, it doesn't really matter. Enzo's like walking the whole thing. He doesn't give a shit. And he's like pointing other people's pieces out. At one point, I'm like, bro, have you seen a maroon one? He's like, yeah, right there. And I was like, cool. And I take it. Yeah. And go down. And my strategy last week and this week, which I could not do, was I wanted to keep Ben from getting money. I wanted to keep Danny from getting money. And that way they would have to beg to go into elimination. And that way it takes it off of me. So like there's less of a chance of someone firing at me because there's going to be these guys chomping at the bit to get in to even get some money. So my goal, and I said that to Dom, I was like, if we can keep Ben and Danny from getting any money, look, I have nothing against Danny, but then it forces him to have to go in, which then clears us off the block. And Dom's like, very interesting. Why would we do that? And I was like, because we're trying to win a game here, dude. We're just trying to win this thing, man.
That's what the challenge is. You know, you know how to play this game. And I think, man, if you were on the production side, the possibilities are truly endless. So that is really funny. So could you also block? Because I know it was like
you could block women. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So I came down the first one, and Angela was like, "You got to block Sarah. Close her off because they're going to get us. Because there's five against two. Totally right. Totally accurate." But I also hadn't shown my cards completely. Like Sarah was like, Tyson's maybe not firing for me anymore. And she was kind of like, I'm maybe survivor strong. And like, so I was like, okay, if I can keep out of it, I need to. Plus, not all the guys, most of the survivor guys, I thought Dom and Ben and is it just Danny? Dom, Ben, and Danny? And
yes.
Me? There's just four of us.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that Dom and Ben, I didn't know how they would react if I blocked Sarah because they were still kind of like survivor strong-ish. And so I was like, I can't afford to alienate more people in this moment. So I have to just steer clear. I watched from a distance. I was like, if it looks like it's like really gnarly and it's not going to get done, I'll toss a piece there or try to like coach them a little bit, but I want to stay out of it. So I did. There was one, but on my first piece, I came down, or my second piece, and Angela was like, block Sarah. And I was like, okay. And I started walking like I was going to do it, but I like took my time and pretended like I was winded.
Nice.
And then as soon as they took off up the tunnel, I ran over and threw it on my own game board. And then for my blocker, because you had to use a blocker, Cachet's board was closest to the exit there. So I just tossed an inconsequential block on hers just to get rid of the piece quick and head up.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And a few people did that. Cachet had the most blocks, but none of them mattered.
Got it. Okay. So, and they didn't penalize you for, they weren't like, you're not playing this correctly or whatever.
I think in their hearts, they were, sure. But I was like, again, you want people to squirt each other in the face with a fire hose? Design it so they have to. You want people to block? Design it so you have to. They still got the magic because they got Alyssa and Angela versus the Fab Five.
Oh my God. This
is the moment I remember Danny specifically after this being like, it was five against two, and you expect me to go to with the group that had five and still couldn't beat the two? I'm not doing that. I'm betting on the two every time now. And I was like, well done, Angela and Alyssa.
That was amazing because we do get, it was Angela's plan to make it rain blocks on Sarah's board. Incredible plan. And Sarah, she just freaks out.
Yeah.
She freaks out. She screams, they're trying to block me, put blocks on their board. There's a lot of really great editing going on here of her just telling people to block them and people being like, okay, and then doing something else.
Or, oh, what? Huh? Who? What? Okay, yeah, bye. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And it was so funny to watch. Like,
that is funny.
And it was like nonstop. And it was just like, you could hear her from, you were on the field and you could hear her up above like yelling, like, they're blocking me. And
it's like echoing from the stadium. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so much fun. We didn't know who had won. And there was a point where Ben and I were running down the stairs at exactly the same time. And we were like barreling down the stairs for our final piece. And because we didn't know that Danny had already finished. I think David had already finished.
Okay.
So when we got out there, we thought we were kind of maybe racing for the win. We didn't know. So I was quite relieved because Ben's board was closer to the exit than mine was. So when I got out, he got there first. And I like looked around. I was like, well, at least it wasn't Ben that won because I don't know like how that would go. Although at this point, he's pretty pro Angela, pro Alyssa. So I wasn't like too concerned.
Interesting. Yeah. And they also edited that interesting as well, because they do get you like sprinting towards your board. But we were like, what's going on? So that was.
And that was only because I was in full sprint out of the exit. And then at that point, I was still moving because I was like, maybe Ben messed up. I don't know. So I still got to place my piece.
Got it. And then we also get Sarah dragging poor Kayla into this. Kayla's nice and potentially has been brainwashed. And
dude, at this time though, Kayla is coming to me every day. Sarah's crazy. Come on. And at this point I'm like, do I trust you, Kayla? Are you just trying to get info? I don't know. I can't.
Right.
I know she is, but I can't like say anything to you about her because I know that you are on her all the time. Like they would literally just like sit in the bunk bed together and just talk for hours.
And about what?
I mean, I didn't really want to pay attention.
Sure.
So I don't know, but it was lots and lots of heart to hearts. But many times Kayla was like, please get me out of this with Sarah. You have to. Can you get me out of this? And I was like, I don't know if you're telling me the truth right now.
Right.
And I don't really need you anymore, Kayla. Like we tried, it didn't work because I caught you in some lies. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Bye. Sorry.
Yeah.
And
this day, I still don't know. I assume it was real because it was crazy, but maybe it wasn't because Sarah was like threatening to go home every day.
Oh, whoa.
And like every single day, I'm just going to go home. I'm going to do this. Tyson, if you go into elimination and get eliminated, I'm just going to go home with you. Da, 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 da. Like it was like every day. And constant.
Wow.
And then you win money. Your demeanor totally changes. It was so fun to watch. Like Danny's demeanor didn't change that much.
Sure.
Dom was very happy to win, but he wasn't like pouting when he wasn't.
Sure.
Ben and Sarah, like, so elated on the days that they won. They're, like, totally, like, complete 180 in attitude for the time, for the moment. And so, so Sarah was on top of the world here after she beat Cache.
That's so interesting. Because we do see Danny did win this, and it was really sweet. Again, we get the Dom relationship. He was helping Danny by blocking David.
Yeah.
And then we get confessional from you, and you mentioned that Angela has been very helpful, and you would have probably been in elimination had it not been for Angela. So trying to help her out, which is nice. We also, obviously, when Danny wins, we get a Kiki mention.
That's right.
Very exciting. Love it.
Shout out Kiki.
Shout out Kiki. We love Kiki. He says Kiki is going to shed so many tears. She is a TJ fan and TJ is talking to me, which I thought was really funny. So that
TJ,
was lovely.
Very cool to the cast. Mm-hmm. Many times he was like, DM me whenever, whatever. If you're ever in Vegas where he's from, DM me. We'll go out to coffee and hang out. And I think it's true.
I feel like you don't know when things are true during this show. You're like, is Kayla lying to me? Is Sarah lying to me?
Well, no. It's not that like he's lying. It's just like, if Probst said that, I'd never believe it. Like, okay, cool one, Probst. Like, yeah, nice. But TJ, I think, is genuine in that way. And
that's
So Kiki could, if Danny wants to take her to Vegas when TJ's not filming, I'm sure they could have coffee, all three of them.
Danny, if you're listening, do that. That is sweet. I love that. So that was great. I was really happy for Danny. I really like him. And it was his day. He talked about how he was the color blue. His dad's nickname was Blue. You guys were obviously in a big stadium. He's a former NFL player. So it was all like very, you know, meant to be, kind of like how last week Ben kind of was meant to be one. You know, we have this narrative thing going on here. And then Desi wins for the women. Sarah ends up in last place, but she's like, this is the best. I know Desi has my back. So
she says that to the entire group while we're standing there. I know Desi's just going to give me what I want because Desi's my girl she's going to do whatever I say. And all of us were just like,
what?
And
Danny was like, I'm here too.
Yeah. Danny's like, excuse me. I also won. And I'm like, I'd like to introduce you, Sarah, to self-awareness, but I don't think you guys speak the same language.
Right. And it might be a little too late. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we get some pre-elimination talk. We have the party, which is exciting. I love seeing the party.
Yes, we went out. This was great because...
Oh, so you enjoyed it this time.
I enjoyed watching it because Danny partied so hard.
Oh, nice.
He was
happy.
Yeah. He should. He was celebrating it. He was loving it. Super great. Comes back to the house to all the drama of the back and forth and then Ben saying this and Sarah saying this and this and that and this and that. And he was like, this sucks. And he had a difficult, like, this was a difficult elimination
because
didn't want to do the same thing that Danny wanted to do. And Danny at one point came, like, you saw him talk to Dom. He also came to me and was like, you have to make Desi feel good about this. Can you do that? And I was like, yeah, I can do that. I go to Desi and I said, Desi, you have the Fab Five. Everybody knows about the Fab Five. Like, it's not a secret thing. That's five. You do this thing that all the guys are on board with. That means you have all the guys. That's six. Plus you have Angela and Alyssa. That's 7, 8. You've almost, like, you've gotten way more numbers. You've gained way more numbers. And all you need is all the guys.
Right.
Because then you're not going into elimination unless you take dead last. So if you do this thing, all the guys are on board with this. And you do this, they're all going to be with you. And so that was earlier in the day. She went along with it. It was great. It made sense. But then she told the Fab Five what was going to happen, like Cachet was going in. And then there was a scramble to shift it again. And that's why I personally would not tell somebody before I nominate them to go into elimination ever. And that's just because I don't want to have that conversation before the elimination. Like, I know I'm going to have it after if they come back in, but if they don't come back in, I never have to have it.
Right.
So it just makes things messy and a big headache. And Danny had to deal with it all.
Exactly. And like you said, you know, Desi obviously wants to throw in Angela or Alyssa. Danny's obviously trying to protect them. And then Danny lies to Desi and says that the proposed plan was Alyssa, Angela, the survivor girls, and the four survivor guys working together. But Desi and Sarah weren't invited because they were unsure of how close Desi was with Justine and Kayla. And Sarah is just a loose cannon. But Desi is like very suspicious at this. She's like,
Yeah, and she should be. That's a very weird proposition at that time. And I wasn't the closest with Desi. So for me, it wasn't like the messiest for me. It was messier for Dom and Danny to approach her on this and be like, sorry, we left you out. But they did with good reason. Like, that's the moment where it's like, we don't know what's getting back to who. And so we got to just kind of play it cool in this moment. And so I think that was tricky. And Desi, fortunately, is very, she's very level-headed and very even keel. And she doesn't let things like rile her up. Like during most of the drama in the house, she would literally just be like, I'm going to go to sleep right now. And we'd be like,
I love
that. Yeah. So awesome. I wish they should. I mean, every time there was an argument in the house, they should have just like panned over to Desi, just like sleeping. Like they easily could have done that. And so like, I mean, if you approach her with something logical that makes sense, great. The only thing that was the issue was the mistrust and her realizing that the people she trusted didn't fully trust her to tell her the plan. So that was very sticky.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes, it was. And Dom is like, we need to fix this fast. Like, this is not good.
Yeah.
And, you know, that happens. We also, at the party, we see Alyssa and Sarah. And Alyssa attempts, I don't know if I want to even call it an olive branch, but just she reaches out to Sarah and Sarah's just like, Alyssa thinks she makes a weird face. Yes. Mm-hmm. And she also off camera just comments how she's like, again, Alyssa thinks her game has been great, but she's been so messy. And it's like, takes one to know one, but okie dokie. Yeah.
It was great. I love that every single thing that Sarah says is the opposite of what's actually like happening. It's like, perfect. It is like so funny. It's just like, and that's what you want. Like in a TV show, it's like, yeah, like you want the person that's like, I'm going to win all of it to lose.
Right.
And I mean, I get my share of that too, but I also walk the walk. Like,
right. And you also don't have the editors putting together montages of you going, I need you to block Angela and running back and forth.
They're Justine, stop. They're blocking me.
Literally, she's like, Dom stops people.
I love how everybody's like, who now? What, who? Oh,
everyone plays stupid. It's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Honestly, one of the highlights for me during this season. Truly.
It was a lot of fun.
And then again, you know, we get more talk of Desi telling Sarah that Angela is a no-go. Obviously, Sarah now wants Alyssa. And again, Danny doesn't want to do this. He's afraid of the repercussions.
Which is right. Danny's read here is very correct.
Yes.
It's very correct. Like, you put Alyssa in, even if she goes home, the probability of Angela winning the next challenge is very high. And then you're going to have an issue. And so that's what you have to measure against every time you put someone into an elimination is the repercussions of them, A, coming back, or their alliances not trusting you.
Right, which I thought, like you said, was really smart of Danny to kind of think ahead. And again, we're so close to the final. It's like you really don't want to mess anything up.
Yes.
You know, exactly. So. And then we get Danny talking about how we're only an hour away from the elimination and we don't know who we're sending in. Was that kind of the feeling?
Yeah, it was. Okay. It kept bouncing around. So it kept being, Danny was set on Cachet. He was like, it has to be Cachet.
Right.
And he was set on telling Desi that it was going to be Cachet. And Desi was set on Cachet. And then she'd tell Cachet that it was going to be her, or tell people that it was going to not be Angela or Alyssa. And so the Fab Five would all get together and pummel Desi. And then Desi would come back to Danny and be like, can we do something else? What can we? And Danny's like, no. And so we also did not know Like, we asked production, what would happen if we voted separate ways? And they said,
they made it seem like that was going
to
happen.
Yeah. And they said, we don't tell you. You just have to find out when you get to TJ, which is fine. Like, that's
sure.
I've had that on Survivor before. Like, try it and find out, see what Jeff's reaction is. So I think they knew what they would do, but I don't think they wanted to tell us, because then it adds some more drama. And also, you can dictate then what it is. Like, you can come back and be like, well, if it's split, then it's a girl's elimination. The girl has to go in again. Like, that's essentially what people believed would happen.
Yeah.
Was if Danny and Desi didn't agree, that Desi would then have to go in against Sarah.
Oh.
But okay. Nobody knows. And I don't think that's necessarily what would have happened. Like, it could have been a group vote. There's lots of different ways it could have gone.
It would have been funny if they were like, actually, Sarah, you're going up against Enzo. Sorry.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Enzo asked to go against you.
Yeah. that would have been fun.
that would have been great.
So we get that. We don't know what's going to happen. There's a bit of a scramble. And then we get to the elimination challenge. Mm-hmm. And Cache, sadly, is put in. But kind of, we were all kind of expecting it. The elimination challenge is called In a Roll. And we've got two giant steel wheels.
Yeah, hamster wheels.
Exactly. Which are connected to a 300-foot rope and a ball. Mm-hmm. And you have to spin your wheel. And the first person to spool the rope around the wheel and get the ball on their side wins. And the first person to get in two wins the whole elimination.
Yeah. So the main variable of this one is the weight of the hamster wheel. How hard is it truly to push?
Yeah.
Because my thought was, if it's really, really hard to push and you feel like maybe you're at a disadvantage or an equal advantage or evenly matched, let the first person take the first one down. Don't even try. Just rest your legs.
Interesting.
Then the second one, you'll be rested. They'll be exhausted from pushing the first one. And then the third one, you should still have more energy because you've only pushed two at that point and they will have pushed three.
Oh my gosh. I love this. Okay. Wow. That is some elevated thinking. I like it.
I mean, yeah. If I went in there, I wouldn't have thought to do that without watching it first.
Sure.
And without also knowing that those things were very heavy.
Right. Exactly. Because Cash can't even get it going.
I don't even think she understood the physics of it all. Like, I watched her and we all looked at each other and we're like, I don't think she knows it's supposed to spin. And she had it going backwards at one point for the first round. And then when she started getting it, then it made sense. And so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she also, she is teeny and she doesn't really weigh that much. So,
but she is a fast runner.
Sure.
I think she was a track or a sprinter or something. So she has like some pedigree there. And she, so people were expecting her to go pretty good in the elimination there.
Yeah. And I also do love how when she is trying to get the wheel spinning, we get a voiceover from Desi who says it looks like kind of like one of those black and white kind of like, nah, nah, nah,
yeah,
nah,
that
nah,
was
nah.
very good. Yeah. And then they put it to black and white. Yeah.
I laughed out loud for that. That was really fun.
Yeah. I didn't laugh out loud, but I was like, that's pretty clever.
Yeah. That was good. But yes, unfortunately, Cash just can't get it going. And Sarah wins pretty decidedly. So, I feel bad because I love Cash. I think she's so sweet and she's made me laugh throughout this entire season. So, and she had a really great, I think she wasn't bitter about it. And she just said, like, I'm leaving here a better woman than when I came. And that was my goal. And she just, it was great. You know, she was still positive till the very end.
Yeah, she was. And I liked it. I think that also, like, she doesn't come from games like this.
Sure.
And she hasn't ever felt like the sting of defeat. She also hasn't ever been in a position where she's like, I'm steering the ship. I'm leading the charge. I'm in control. And that makes it probably easier to lose, like, especially, you know, not expecting maybe to even go as far as you did. And so, she was pretty positive and upbeat the whole time. So yeah, kudos to Cachet. Shout out. She might be back. We might see her again.
I hope so. Yeah, she was really
sweet. We'll see her again somewhere.
Somewhere.
I don't know if it's on the challenge. We'll definitely see her again somewhere.
Okay, good. And then, of course, we get Sarah. She is like, I'm going to walk back and they're going to be so scared of me after my one elimination win, which, great. Thank you.
Nobody was scared.
Nobody was scared. And then she also says the Fab Five is over, which we kind of knew that from the very beginning. When it started, we knew it was over.
Yeah, it was not long lived.
Exactly. But she is still, she's out for revenge on Angela and Alyssa, or not even revenge, just like, she's just out for them.
Yeah.
They're on her
shit
list.
Driven by jealousy.
So that was interesting. And then now everyone has officially qualified for the final.
I know. And this kind of sucks because like that's how it always happens on the challenges that I've seen too. Like everybody already qualifies. Like I wanted to see people be like, I wanted TJ to get to the end and be like, four people haven't qualified. You guys have to leave right now. Like I'm sure they have the guy who designed the whole algorithm designed the exact amount of challenges and contestants needed to have the highest probability of everybody qualifying, but it still would have been so awesome to just see like a couple people really have to scramble or like a moment where TJ's like, not everybody qualified.
Get your ass out of here. Yeah, exactly.
See you never. Whatever TJ says.
That would have been really funny. Do you think that I guess it could have just been solved by having the amount of money you need to be higher than the $5,000?
Yeah. Like if it was $10,000, then that would have, because a lot of people, most everybody had $10,000, but there were a few people that didn't have $10,000. So that would have been it, or make the challenge wins worth less or something. Mm-hmm. It could also have happened, but it's like, people would have had to win a lot of challenges.
Right. And I will say it is kind of funny to watch people with not enough money start to scramble. I mean, we did kind of see it with Danny a little bit.
Yeah.
And we did definitely, we saw it with Sarah and she was freaking out over that. And that was kind of funny to watch. I mean, I would have loved to see that. I want to ask you about, how do you feel Enzo has more money than you? I thought
that sucks, dude. It's very, very big and deep shame of mine.
Just of all people, Enzo.
Yeah. That's the thing. If it were anybody else, I could stomach it, but this is irritating. Yeah.
Right.
And it's funny. Like that's the thing. That's the nature of these games that's how it goes sometimes. And it's funny. And I honestly am not really bothered by it.
Sure.
It's funny like, that Enzo is the guy with the most money in the house right now.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I do think that's funny.
Yeah, I love that. And then we get a little preview, honestly, kind of short preview for next week. We get Enzo and he's pissed off. We get a shot of you. But I think I personally was thinking this might be a whole ruse. He might be talking about someone else. We have yet to see Benzo come into full effect. Yeah, bloom. Yeah. So excited for that for next week.
Little spoiler alert next week.
Ooh.
I get drawn to go first again. So I'm going to say that right now rather than watch them do me dirty and then be like, have to explain it to everybody. I went first again.
Okay.
I went first last week. I go first next week. Show everybody what to do and what not to do.
We'll track it. Okay. I'm excited to see how they end up editing this thing. So, okay. Cool.
And that's fun. That's going to be fun for everybody who listens to see what actually I wish I had the whole order memorized, but I know who went first and that was this guy.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add from this week?
Man, I don't know. I just, I think we covered it all. We did pretty good. You know, the challenge, hilarious.
Hilarious. And, great, funny episode.
Yeah, a really funny episode. And
honestly, thanks a lot due to the editors. They really nailed it with
the challenge. They really, really nailed it. Like I have to give them major props. That challenge, like I said, the realest feel of all the challenges I've watched after competing in them. Mm-hmm. And so like, yeah, that was dope. And yeah, I think that's it. I am going to jump on my Instagram because I answer questions from anybody who subscribes to my Instagram.
Love it.
And I have a group chat with all of them. So they are allowed to ask me anything. Ooh. And I try to answer it as best as I can. Open 24 hours after the episode airs usually. So
get on there. Ask Tyson everything.
Or some things, you know.
Or some things.
Even if, and it's spoiler free, it's only about stuff we've already seen and stuff like that. But
right.
I try to be very honest and very real with everybody.
That's awesome. That's great. And also, I do want to say quickly, we got the cast of the new Survivor out today.
We sure did.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Tyson also hosts another podcast. Yes.
We're going to be back in just a few weeks.
Wow.
With The Pod Has Spoken, where I break down all the things
that
happen in this. Thank you. Thank you.
It's great. A lot of fun doing it. It's my favorite Survivor podcast. It's great. I love it.
It's my favorite Survivor podcast too. Just like this is my favorite challenge podcast.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. So get ready for that. Obviously follow Tyson on his Instagram for more behind the scenes and answers. And you can post some great questions. Again, subscribe to this channel for obviously the show, but The Pod Has Spoken.
Hot takes, fast breaks, all of it.
Exactly. So thank you so much to Tyson Apostle, Challenge God. Thank you to our producer, Kaya McMullen. And thanks to everyone for listening. We will be back next week with another episode of Surviving the Challenge.
Amelia, thank you so much. Don't forget to follow my girl Amelia as well. She's always attached every time I share about the podcast. So just click the follow button there because she delves into all pop culture. And I love watching her stories.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. We did it.
We did.
See ya.